Right. When someone reads about your lead magnet and they're ready and they're like, I want that right now. It sounds awesome. And she's like super psyched. And then you're going to deliver it to her as quickly as possible, which we're going to walk through in the next accompanying tutorial. But after that first initial excitement, after you deliver that first lead magnet, the question is like, what next? Right? So have you ever had like a big, enormous investment that you made, like in a coach, excuse me, or on a big travel adventure or like a big gift for somebody or something like that, and you looked around the room after this big, exciting moment and you dropped like half of your money and you're like, what do I do now? Am I supposed to just go back to normal life? Like, I was so excited about this. What can I do next to keep it exciting, to not have to go back to the way it was before, to normal life, to my regular circumstances, whatever it is. So now, while there's no big investment made here, like she just didn't drop $1,000 on you when she downloaded your lead magnet, but there is still that initial excitement that will die away if you don't keep up that relationship and the excitement for her. So it's still an opportunity to keep the momentum going and develop the relationship further, even though there was not a monetary investment. And that's the whole point of these extra few emails of extra unexpected value in the automated email sequence. So those are the valuable emails that follow, those automated emails that deliver extra value that she was just not expecting. She was expecting to get your lead magnet. She was probably expecting to get, a weekly newsletter with some kind of stupid blog post, but she's not expecting to get kind of the next steps that will lead her directly into more and more continued support. So in the strategy pages, you're going to walk step by step through composing some awesome value to deliver after your lead magnet to keep that momentum going and the relationship building. But as with everything else, remember, you're going to create a complete, if imperfect, first draft of these emails. We're going to optimize them later, later, later. So after you've gotten all that content drafted and put together, it's going to be time to implement it. So in the accompanying tutorial, I'll walk you through step by step how to implement this process using MailChimp and your website. I'll also show you a little bit about how to do it with lead pages if you are using that software, but it can be completely done with simply a CRM such as MailChimp and your website. This list building and automated email strategy is possible in any CRM, including MailChimp, but I'm going to walk you through specifically how to use MailChimp simply for two reasons. It's the most common CRM that I've noticed amongst my clients, but it's also a pretty difficult program to master, especially when it comes to list segmenting. So that's why I'm going to walk you through how to do it in MailChimp. So in the tutorial, I'll walk you through how to deliver your lead magnet in whatever form you've chosen to deliver it. So downloadable PDF, delivered video, online hosted web page, whatever it is. We're going to do it through segmenting your list and delivering automatic emails throughout your funnel. And I will also make a few suggestions on where to find tutorials and resources for implementing a similar strategy in other programs. So if you're using Aweber or MailerLite or Infusionsoft or any other CRM, I'll point you in some directions where you can find a little extra help for that, okay? So first, head on over to the strategy pages, bust through it, tighten up, make it happen step by step. Outline the content of all those valuable emails you're going to send, and then we'll head on over to the tutorial and make them real. All right, you ready? Get set. Strategy pages.